And we welcome you back to Corks and Stubbies right here in Amherst. We have had a very busy night and a very successful night as far as our first ever wrestling preview is concerned. Tim Elkhorn along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. And a huge thank you to Ohio Family Realty and Cobos Insurance Center for sponsoring tonight's first wrestling preview on AM 930 WEOL. Had a terrific turnout from the coaches, including a couple of Hall of Fame coaches, Sean Bennett.
Yes, Coach Sedlick, John Sedlick from Wellington, congrats. You've already had a couple coaches up here kind of congratulating you. Being inducted this year into the Ohio Coaches Hall of Fame, that's got to be an awesome honor. I believe you're already in the Lorain County Hall of Fame.
Right.
So where does this kind of rank on your list of coaching accomplishments?
Well, this tops it off. This is at the top. I mean, it's awesome. Never knew it would happen, you know. Start coaching, and I think, you know, my first 10 years I coached, I never got a kid to the state tournament. And in the 80s, things started to roll, and in the 90s, we had some great teams, and off and on, we've had some pretty good kids. And, you know, I've had a long career, and more than most, I guess.
That's an understatement. 44 years.
Yeah.
First of all, I tip my cap just on that. No matter what any individual does for 44 years, what has driven you?
I don't know. I love of the sport. I just, you know, I really, really enjoy what I'm doing. And I really get excited about it. I get excited about going to practice every day. Even now, 44 years later, I just, you know, get excited about getting to practice and seeing what we can do and what I can teach the guys, how to make them better. And it's just something I've always enjoyed, still enjoy it.
Wow, that's amazing. What an amazing run. And, of course, we offer our congratulations as well. So you say you get excited about going to practice. You're still energized by it. So what excites you about this year's Wellington Dukes wrestling squad?
Well, we're coming off some pretty good team last year.
Yeah.
We won the league and sectionals and went undefeated in duels in the league, and we had a good season. We lost four individuals and some four good guys, but we got all the rest of the guys back, and, you know, they were pretty good last year, and they're better this year, and they're going to be, you know, you always look for improvement year after year and count on it, and these guys are getting better and better. So I think, I don't know if we're going to fill every weight class. We did last year, and that helped us a lot. I'm kind of hurting in a couple of lower weights, but middle and uppers, we're going to be real strong, and I think we're going to be very competitive.
John, name a few of the guys that you're really counting on.
Oh, well, we got seniors, John Escador and Steve Ferguson, Matt Kitko, you know, and Steve and John are returning conference champions. We got another returning conference champion who was a freshman last year, Mason Wright. We got a really nice group of juniors on the team and sophomores. This year we're a little light on the freshmen this year, so you know, that's kind of bothering me a little bit, but you know, we've got about 18 guys on the team, but most of those guys are well seasoned, and they should do very well.
Coach, one of the accomplishments in wrestling that's a little rarer than you would think is somebody making it to the district tournament all 4 years in high school, and obviously John Escador has a chance of doing that this year. He'd be the second straight Wellington wrestler to be a four-time district qualifier. What is it about kind of – When somebody's able to get the district qualifier and get that comfort level down, what does it need? What do they need then to just get that next level and get up to the state?
Well, a lot of it's, you know, confidence. You gotta really believe that you can do it, and they should have that. I mean, from their past records, and got a great record. You know, John's going to get over 100 wins this season, and it's. He should be ready to go. I mean,
And looking at your we're looking through all the state places. The Wellington list is long. I think we have a list of 31. I think they're all during your tenure that I can see from the years.
Right.
Including six champions.
Right.
One of them, your son. I don't think right. I've ever asked you about that. That's going to be a very special experience, coaching your son to a high school state championship. Do you still kind of remember the day like it was yesterday?
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget. Yeah. It was an exciting time. Right.
Tell our listeners about it.
Well, he won the very first. I could tell you that he was not ranked very high that year. The year before that, he didn't make it to. He didn't qualify for districts. He got beaten. It was a tough bracket, though, and so he went from not being a district qualifier to a state champion, and he won the very first sudden death overtime match. That when it was the new ruling. Sudden death overtime, the way they changed the rules on that. Mm-hmm. He was the first one to win a sudden death overtime match in the state finals that year.
Really?
So, yeah. And so, you know, winning in overtime, that was very exciting. He wrestled the kid that was 25-0, had like 25 pins. You know, we probably had three or four losses. And most of my guys, though, going into state tournament, you know, I like to see them have actually three or four losses because, you know, try to wrestle tough competition and Medina tournament and some big tournaments and go against big guys in Division One, and you know what I mean.
I know a lot of our area coaches have done that, had to wrestle or coach their sons on the wrestling team. I know Eric Burnett from Elyria will be doing that in a couple years. What is it? Is it a kind of a delicate dance to? Between father and coach, and how do you kind of handle the, you know, not being too tough but still maintaining the toughness?
It can be. I coached actually two of my sons. My other son was a state qualifier, and he's older than Scott, my other son David. And it wasn't that hard for me. Things went pretty smooth. We got along very well, and I don't know. It just worked. It just clicked really, really pretty good, pretty easy. Didn't have a lot of difficulties or conflicts. He was a pretty easy kid to coach. Caught on quick, and I guess I wasn't too hard on him when he lost, you know. So
that's a good thing.
I didn't push him too hard. And he says that. He says, you know, you never really pushed me, you know, too much. And that's why he went on and wrestled in college. He wrestled for Syracuse University for 4 years in varsity. And he's coaching now out in California. So, you know, he's still in the sport and loves the sport.
I want to, before we let you go, not that you're going to make some big, huge, major announcement tonight on AM 930 WEOL, but how much longer do you see this unbelievable career continuing?
Well, you know, I just take it one year at a time at this point.
Don't we all?
Yeah. I mean, it gets tougher. You know, I'm the kind of coach that, you know, I got to be the guy that's showing the moves. I'm not, you know, taking a back seat. And I've got some younger assistants and stuff, but I've always been the guy that shows the technique. And I love working with analyzing technique and watching films and going to clinics and seeing, you know, what the national champs are doing and the college level, and trying to incorporate that into my program. And, you know, at my age, it's getting tougher to do.
Sure.
You know, as long as I can still do that effectively, I may hang around a little bit. But it's getting down towards the end. I got it.
But you're down there still rolling around with the teenagers, huh?
But I'll never be a coach that just sits on the, you know, sits, you know, is just there running the program and organizing and that kind of thing.
You want to get immersed in it. Absolutely.
Always, yeah.
Well, hey, congratulations on a remarkable career and your induction into the Ohio Hall of Fame. That is really, really cool. We're so glad you took the time tonight to come on out here and join us, and best of luck in this 15-16 season.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's a great thing you guys are doing, and we appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for coming out. John Sedlick, he's the wrestling coach over at Wellington High School, recent inductee into the Ohio Coaches Hall of Fame in his 44th year. as a wrestling coach. That is amazing. All right, we'll take a timeout. We got one more to go. We're in Amherst. We're going to wrap it up with Amherst. Amherst head coach Brian Caesar is going to step on up and join us. So we'll take a quick timeout, and we'll talk a little Comet Wrestling after this, as it's our wrestling preview show live at Corks and Stubbies, presented by Ohio Family Realty and the Cobos Insurance Center on WEOL and, of course, online at WEOL.com.